So if Pluto really is a planet, it is certainly an odd one. It is very tiny, just 0.25% as massive as Earth. If you set it down on top of the United States, it would cover not quite half the lower 48 states. This alone makes it extremely anomalous. It means that our planetary system consists of 4 rocky inner planets, 4 gassy outer giants, and a tiny, solitary ice ball. Moreover, there is every reason to suppose that we may soon begin to find other, even larger, icy spheres in the same portion of space. Then we will have problems. After Christie spotted Pluto's moon, astronomers began to regard that section of the cosmos more attentively, and as of early December 2002 had found over 600 additional trans-Neptunian objects, or Plutinos, as they are alternatively called. One, dubbed Varuna, is nearly as big as Pluto's moon. Astronomers now think there may be billions of these objects. The difficulty is that many of them are awfully dark. Typically, they have an albedo or reflectiveness of just 4%, about the same as a lump of charcoal. And of course, these lumps of charcoal are about 4 billion miles away.